Let's delve into a space where Japanese tradition intersects with cutting-edge technology.
It's intriguing how researchers are weaving technology into traditional Japanese clothing without overshadowing the cultural significance.
We're concentrating on the Japanese obi, the sash worn with kimonos and yukatas.
It challenges the perception that technology inevitably erases tradition. This illustrates how technology can coexist and even complement cultural heritage.
That's where the Enhanced Tradition Research Project comes in. They're tackling a common problem faced by people who wear traditional Japanese clothing.
A simple problem, but with roots in the evolution of technology, traditional garments often lack pockets suitable for modern devices.
The researchers identified an opportunity in this. What if the obi could be the solution? This led to the enhanced obi concept.
The objective wasn't merely to conceal a phone, it was to transform the obi itself into a display, seamlessly merging tradition with technology.
It's fascinating how they transformed a common problem into a catalyst for innovation. Could you elaborate on the functionality of the enhanced obi?
Their initial prototype integrated a smartphone display directly into the obi's design.
So instead of being hidden away, the phone becomes part of the garment's aesthetic.
Precisely. Imagine dynamic animations reflecting the obi's pattern or even live video feeds, all displayed on the obi itself.
It certainly blurs the lines between fashion and technology. What were some of the design challenges they encountered?
Material selection was crucial. They explored a range of materials to achieve the right balance between functionality and aesthetics,
ensuring that the materials complemented both the technology and the tradition of the obi.
Certainly. The materials couldn't compromise the obi's traditional appearance or feel.
Walk us through some of the materials they considered, starting with their initial choices.
They started with polymer clay to form a protective pocket for the phone.
Polymer clay seems like a clever choice, both practical and discreet. And what did they use for the outer display panel?
Initially, they used a thin silicone sheet about 3 millimeters thick. This material provided a sleek look while ensuring the display remained visible.
So did they end up going with that combination, silicon and polymer clay?
Well, they incorporated user feedback throughout their design process. They wanted to see how people responded to the prototype and make adjustments based on their suggestions.
That makes sense. Wearable technology has to be something people actually want to wear.
Exactly. And one of the key pieces of feedback they received related to the display's visibility. Users expressed a desire for clearer interaction with the phone's screen.
I can see why that would be important, especially if the obi is displaying dynamic content.
Right. This feedback led them to explore other materials, and they ultimately landed on acrylic glass for the outer display panel.
It's great that they were so responsive to user feedback. It shows a genuine commitment to creating something both functional and aesthetically pleasing.
Absolutely. It wasn't just about functionality. They wanted to refine the design based on how people responded to it.
Did people generally have positive reactions to the enhanced obi, even in its early stages?
Yes. The user response was overwhelmingly positive, even to the prototypes. They appreciated having a dedicated place for their phones, especially when wearing traditional clothing.
It sounds like they addressed a real need within that community. Were people excited about the display capabilities beyond just practicality?
Definitely. The display really captured people's imaginations. One user envisioned using it as a sort of visual diary woven into their attire. For example, they imagined displaying a recording of fireworks they had seen earlier that day.
That's an interesting concept, almost as if they're wearing their experiences.
Yes, and it highlights an important aspect of the Enhanced Tradition Project. It wasn't just about making it easier to carry a phone, but about using technology to enhance our connection to cultural heritage.
That's a powerful idea, using technology to breathe new life into tradition.
It is. This idea of a visual diary sparked other ideas among the users. One suggested using the obi to display emotions.
That's a unique concept. How did they imagine that working?
One idea involved something as simple as displaying a heartbeat, allowing the wearer to make their emotions externally visible.
It would certainly add a new dimension to nonverbal communication.
Another participant suggested displaying their frustration level. They felt this could help others understand them and interact with them more appropriately.
Those are certainly creative ideas with a lot of potential. This goes beyond just aesthetics.
It does. It speaks to the broader idea of technology as a means of communication and expression, particularly within a cultural context.
Now, was all of this research confined to the laboratory, or did they have a chance to see how the enhanced OBI functioned in a real-world setting?
They took it a step further. The enhanced OBI wasn't just theoretical. They took it out into the real world at the Hanami Festival in Tokyo.
They tested it out at one of the most iconic settings for traditional Japanese clothing. That's impressive.
It was. It was the ideal setting to observe how people interacted with this technology in a real-world cultural context.
What were some of their observations from this real-world test? How did people respond to seeing the enhanced OBI?
It was a huge success. People were drawn to it, and it became a natural conversation starter. They were curious about the technology and how it worked.
It's always fascinating to see how technology, especially when combined with tradition, can create that kind of engagement.
Yes, and it wasn't just passive observation. People were drawn to the OBI, wanting to interact with the display and see the animations. It had a very engaging quality.
I understand it was a particular hit with children.
Children were especially drawn to the animations and the live camera feed. It added an element of playfulness to their experience of the festival.
That's a lovely detail. It seems this fusion of technology and tradition has something to offer people of all ages. Did they make any other notable observations from that Hanami test run?
They noticed that a darker OBI design was more striking in the evening when the ambient lighting was lower.
That makes sense. It probably made the display easier to see and more visually appealing.
It does highlight the importance of adapting the technology to different contexts, especially in the realm of cultural events and traditions.
This research seems to open up some incredible possibilities for the future of wearable technology.
It does. The research team is eager to delve deeper into the interactive possibilities of the enhanced OBI. Particularly by integrating sensors.
Sensors? The applications with sensors could be remarkable. What do they have in mind?
Imagine an OBI that could respond to its environment. For example, the patterns or colors could change in response to music or even react to changes in the weather.
Now that would be extraordinary. It takes wearable technology to a whole new level, where it's not just about the wearer, but about their relationship to the world around them.
Exactly. They're also considering incorporating biofeedback sensors. Imagine an OBI that could reflect the wearer's emotional state, creating a whole new avenue for self-expression.
It's amazing how this project started with a simple problem, where to keep your phone and evolved into an exploration of how technology can enrich our cultural experiences and even our understanding of ourselves.
That's the beauty of research that considers both technological innovation and cultural sensitivity. It challenges us to think differently about the role technology can play in our lives.
This deep dive has certainly given us a lot to think about. As we look to the future of technology and tradition, it's encouraging to see these seemingly disparate worlds blend in such creative and meaningful ways.
It begs the question, what other unexpected pairings of technology and tradition might emerge, and how will they shape the relationship between culture and identity in our increasingly digital age?